Welcome back. Welcome to season two. That's right. We are back. And no, I didn't realize that our old output was season one either. But there you go. It's Dindang now. Yeah. We changed the name to make it a little bit more clear what's what. And I certainly hope you enjoyed the Ghosts of the Red Soil series. Something a little different from our previous output. And thanks very much to everyone who helped with that series and contributed. So I feel like I should, do this little announcement, do a little update. And sorry, it's been a minute or well over a year since we announced our hiatus. It was supposed to only be a few months and then, shit happened. And actually, I got pretty sick. I actually had surgery, which was quite awful. And I was like high as fuck on morphine, having to like talk to the nurses in Kamuang, and oh my god, it was anyway, the point is we're back and in a whole new format. So what we're going to be doing for this new epoch, this era, is a series of separate series, so to speak. So we're going to do multiple in-depth long-form episodes on different topics. So we've already got one in the bag, one series recorded, which is going to be released in a few days. And that's a five-parter on the Golden Triangle, which was actually very fun. I also recorded that before the Ghost of the Red Soil series, so apologies in advance if I repeat certain sections. You'll see. And then maybe one about development of Laos socialism, or perhaps a history of counterinsurgency. I'm not sure. Let's wait and see. But it's going to be good, I do hope. Then I think we're going to do one about hiking with some guests, which is going to be nice. Also, it's pretty much going to be me, mostly me from now on. This first series is just me on the mic, the Golden Triangle one. But we've got a nice tight team of researchers in the background. And I think the next series we're going to be having guests on again. So yeah, welcome back, folks. Welcome back to both me and you. What else? So Dindang as an entity. And boy, oh boy, you guys were pretty surprised that we are pro-red shirts, huh? I think we've always said that, but whatever, cool. If anyone doesn't get what I'm referring to, it would be our post-election article, which, in my opinion, was quite well-received by those who appreciate the nuances of material kind of class-based politics. And absolutely terribly received by literally everyone else, which honestly was, for me, a shockingly large number of people. But you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe we are just gullible buffalo deceived by the charming Mr. Thaksin. It's a good point. Anywho, no hard feelings on my part, on our part anyways, so let's think, what else is new? I got a new cat. He's a very nice man. I think he makes a few appearances on the coming series. And what else? I'm just trying to buy up some time here because I don't want to release like a 2-minute update. What else? I got a pickup truck. That's pretty cool, you know? How about that? I can help you move house, you know? Just give me a call. I'm a truck guy now. And also I inherited it, so you can't get mad at me for destroying the environment. Oh, speaking of which, I'm doing big things in my garden, turning it into like a bird zone. I'm trying to make a bird-friendly ass garden, so hopefully you're going to hear a lot of bird noise in the background. So that's me. Samai's been going through some shit. I really think he just needs to finish university and then he can come back to the show. And for the Thai episodes, I think you have to wait and be a little patient. That was a very funny clip that Patampong released. it's not clear who's going to be running them in the future. But Sahai Pasampong is doing good. You know, I saw him yesterday in his wonderful cap. I'm actually trying to convince him to do gaming streams. I think that would be quite fun. So as for written articles on the site, there's some half-finished shit that's hopefully on the way. Our English language team is a bit thin at the moment. And we paused the donations a while back. We suspended them entirely since we were inactive. So anyone who's donating, you're not getting charged. Don't worry. We might start them up later. Who knows? Also, we got t-shirts, which are pretty cool. They're made by our friends at the Dignity Returns Garment Workers Co-op. We did a write-up about them in Thai, which you can check out too. They're very good people. I think the shirts are 300 baht, so just DM them if you want. I think we can send them abroad too. And I think that's about it, folks. So, wow, amazing you're still here after a year. I don't know how many of you there are. We have a few thousand subscribers across the different channels. So, it's very hard to actually see how many people, because I have to like log into all these different accounts and I'm too lazy. But yeah, I mean, thanks for sticking with us. If well, I guess you're listening now, so you have. So yeah, Susu Sahai, and see you soon.